This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, final hour, Ben Woods, live from Peoria, Arizona. Thanks again to David and Clark from Mad Friars. If you are coming out this weekend, and I know a lot of Tier 1s are probably maybe even hitting the road and heading out for tonight's game and tomorrow and Sunday, Mad Friars is going to be doing a brewery event out here at Simple Machine Brewery. What time? About 5:36 in the evening, talk Padres baseball, talk Padres prospect, hang out with like-minded people who like Padres, minor leaguers, and beer. It's a small subset, which David is pretty much the king of that subset, but they are out there, and if you're here this weekend, you can check them out at Simple Machine Brewery. Before we do anything else, it's 9 o'clock, back in San Diego at least. It's 10 o'clock here, but it's time for our biggest fan announcement of the day. If you hear your name called, you will have 10 minutes to call Frankie back at the studio at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize drawing. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game later this season. Y'all can still register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. But today's biggest fan is Christopher Laker from San Diego. Ben. Christopher Laker.
Can't stop talking Lakers.
From San Diego. Christopher,
I know it's
you're
a little bit quiet out here, but my God, man.
He's always jamming in L.A. Laker talk.
Speaking of the Lakers, they did win last night over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Good performance for LeBron and Luka. They've got another game tonight, back-to-back against the Clippers. I might not see any of those guys tonight, though. They all seem like they were kind of beat up after yesterday's game against Minnesota, so maybe a B-team squad against the Clippers on the second of back-to-back nights. But they've won. I mean, they're I think, tied for third now in the Western Conference. Fine. You want to talk Warriors? Steph had 56 last night.
Not really.
They've won 7 of 8 since
56,
acquiring,
my God.
Since acquiring Jimmy Butler. They are red-hot. 12 three-pointers.
How's he playing?
That was the best game of the season by far, but he looked like old Steph last night for sure.
No, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy's been good. He's been a solid addition. I mean, they're winning games. He's good, another option for that team. You know, with Klay gone, they needed another star, and they found him. I mean, the Warriors were kind of a fringe playoff team a week ago. Now they look like a solid Western Conference contender. So, there's never been a more transformative trade deadline than the one.
I mean, that was a big one.
In the NBA a few weeks ago. You know, it's completely changed the entire sport, essentially. So it's been intriguing following. I didn't bring up the Lakers. The biggest fan was named Laker.
Something Laker.
Christopher Laker.
All I heard was Laker. And I was like, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. I'm excited for the...
Christopher's wife is a Laker girl.
I doubt it. I mean, she could be.
Well, I mean, literally,
I'm trying to disparage
she is,
this
probably.
Man's wife. She is a Laker girl. That's true. She's a Laker girl. That's true. Maybe a Laker woman.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the SDFC game. That is happening tomorrow. I will not be in attendance. I got the family in town from Texas. They're already delayed their flight. And so I want to go eventually to a game, but it will not be the opening game. And I think, you know, the opening, it's going to be such an insane scene. I probably will get some major FOMO watching it on my new MLS package
season
on Apple
pass.
season pass
on Apple. I think I need to break down because that's the only way tomorrow night's game is available. I believe
is it? So I heard like somebody had DM me the other day, and I don't know the exact number, but if you're interested in you know watching SDFC, I went and I spent the $79. I got the season pass. Look, I'm probably not going to be watching many other MLS games, so I basically paid $79 for these games. But I did see something. Somebody said like five of their first six games are going to be available to see without the package. So I think
really,
yeah,
I did not realize that.
I'm pretty sure
they
somebody,
had a messaging problem.
How it should
even,
have been.
Even like a sportscaster who works on television and radio. Is still not clear about how you can watch the games.
Well, if you pay, you can definitely watch.
Well, I know that, but if there are other options out there, they do not advertise them very well.
And if you're with T-Mobile, then you get,
you can get it for free.
If you're a teenager on T-Mobile that likes Jelly Roll, you can also watch it for free.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah. Well, not just Jelly Roll, but...
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Who's the other one?
Doja Cat. Their pink logo and T-Mobile.
So I have Verizon. So I had, just had to spend the $79.
You're grown up,
happy
I get
to
it.
Do it.
All right, let's get to some headlines with Pauly.
Let's go.
It is time.
Come on,
for
Shilty, where you at?
Arizona edition of the Rindle Report, and get things started here.
There we
with
go.
Our edition today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Man, I can't tell you how much I missed the Rindle Report.
Yeah, I missed it as well. Been very busy the last couple of days. But we do have a couple of stories here. One in sports, one not in sports that we missed. Haven't talked a lot of football this week. Talked a little bit of football.
Somewhat by design,
just now.
But that's fine.
Yes, exactly. Somewhat by design. But
you can get your football talk at Maggie and Perloff or Colin Cowherd.
Ben has, I'm sure.
I'm sure he has.
Have you listened to Maggie and Perloff while we've been out here?
I have not listened while I've missed them.
Yeah, on the Odyssey app or something?
Look who is here.
And this Rindle Report, we're going to actually push it to our next segment.
We're going to the Rindle Report has come to an end.
Look who's here.
We are lonely. We are lonely out here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so early in the day, he's not even in uniform yet.
I love
it. We got the manager of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt. We do appreciate you stopping by here just because it's been very quiet this morning out here.
Like the quietest of any place I've ever been, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it wasn't for the crow walking around, we would have heard nothing this morning.
You guys knew there was a night game.
We did.
We did. Okay. Well, yeah, no, your PR staff forgot about that when they scheduled us for these 3 days. But
that's okay.
That's all right. You know, we got a good interview with Nick Pivetta that we ran earlier with one of your new players, and he was fun to meet yesterday.
Nick's great.
He's got a good edge to him, and looking forward to seeing him on the mound this season. But that we got that earlier, so that was good.
I don't know if you were on the field the other day. I didn't see you. Maybe you were behind the cage. Did you see the Pivetta and Tatis three at-bat battle?
I was aware of it.
Were you aware of it?
Yeah,
I'm sure you're aware of everything.
Yeah.
We were actually standing down there, and to watch those guys, you know, obviously everyone's on the same team, pulling on the same rope.
Right.
But to watch the competition was pretty awesome, and to see Pivetta get him and on a questionable call, in my opinion, call.
It was
and
very questionable.
Toddy thought it was questionable as well.
I liked his strike call right after that.
I'm the dirt.
It killed me. To watch Toddy take him about 450 over the batter's eye was pretty special.
Pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, who can do that 6 days after the flu?
That's what we were saying. And you saw the first swing he took was a heater up around the letters, and he was way behind it. But he took that information, took it to the next AB, and saw that heater. He did not miss it again. It was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It was. And got a chance to talk to Hoffy, who was out there kind of observing, to talk about him for a second. And I saw him yesterday by the cages, and I said, so what have they got you doing? He goes, whatever they need. I'm just out here watching. He's been out here the whole time. Mm-hmm. Having a resource like Trevor Hoffman to work with some of these guys is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, we want to value the past of the Padre history, honor it, you know, as having Hoffy back here, Hideo Nomoa, I think you see walking around as well. You know, Jake Peavy spoke to the group at Camp 44, looking to have him involved more. As many guys that helped build the Padres organization that have done a lot of great things for the organization, we want to have them included. Clearly, you know, you've got Trevor Hoffman, Hall of Famer. He's around. He's, you know, he's such humility, you know, with this guy. I know you've gotten to know him, but we do use him as a resource. One of the things I talked about, not to be out of school, but with the group being the team, when we started our, you know, State of the Union at the beginning of the season, we talk about experiences, using your own, gathering them, and then using others. And I said, you know, the guy that I would like that group would use, the group being the team, regardless, is a really humble gentleman over there, Mr. Hoffman, Hall of Famer. And he's just always open and available for not only the players, but myself and the staff. And, you know, we had a little bit of a temperature gauge of the big league staff 2 days ago, just where we're at, where we're going. And, you know, Hoffy was involved, and, you know, he kind of rightfully closed the meeting and got a chance to talk to him a little bit. And he was able to share some wisdom. And every time he speaks, value comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, for sure.
I know you'll have to check in with your guys before you get your final lineup, but I've heard that we're going to see a fairly representative group out there tonight against the Mariners. Because
you're still
going to
be in town? Or?
No, we're taking off after the show today.
Right,
getting back to San Diego.
Again. Back to the fam.
I know, we got to get back. But we will be keeping track right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay.
Got a live broadcast, so we can tune in with everybody else. But does that give you a little value to, you know, because obviously you mix it up and guys are on different schedules and you don't take everybody on the road in spring training. But on a game like this where you actually get to see maybe some of your guys together, does that give you some value at this point in spring training?
It's pretty cool. You know, yeah. I mean, it worked out, you know, the way the schedule works. You know, spring training is, you know, an opportunity for everybody to get ready at their pace. And some guys, you know, that are working to make a club, they go a little harder early in camp, and they know that. Guys are more established. You know, there's a ramp up that's appropriate. They don't typically travel a whole lot. Not that they don't. I mean, yes, you know, the day before yesterday, had Bogey Crony, you know, go over to Glendale and play the White Sox. Jackson, of course, still young in his career, still makes some trips.
Sent Luis all the way.
And then Luis, man,
yesterday.
Luis and Wadey, man, they're riding together yesterday to Mesa. You know, I was having fun with Toddy and like, hey, man, you know, looks like you're pretty good on with that homer to dead center. You ready to go on that trip tomorrow? He's like, no.
He said
good.
The same thing about coming on this show.
He did.
Well.
He's still not
feeling great.
Yeah, man, you know, it's real. It's real, and he's earned it. So anyway, today it works out really well, you know, where a couple games on the road, guys getting some appropriate, you know, time to work on the backfields and work on their craft. But now we got a lineup that we're running out that's pretty darn good tonight.
You know, we were just talking to our buddies over there. They work for Mad Friars. I'm sure you've heard of Mad Friars. They handle the minor league systems of the Padres. It's such your background, and you've done everything you can do on a baseball field, starting with coaching, you know, kids and really moving your way up to being, you know, one of the best managers in baseball, Schulte. And how much time do you get to spend with the Boston Batemans of the world, the Cobb Hightowers, the Kavaris Tiers, guys like that are out here, you know, not going to make the club for sure, but right. Have a future in this organization or maybe even another one. But how much time do you get to spend with those guys? I know your hands are full with the guys that you are going to be going into the season with.
Yeah, you know what? I spoke with Riley Westman, our farm director, Vinny Lopez, our field coordinator, Mike Daly, who helps our Riley, and they're, you know, we're putting together something where I can go speak to the prospect camp right now, the mini camp. So I'm going to do that in the next day or two.
Excellent.
Which is really important. I'd also like to follow up and, you know, speak to the entire minor league camp when they get here you know, really be try to be a resource for him, give him some guidance, hopefully, and a little bit of wisdom. And it's really important. It was cool yesterday. You go out and, you know, I don't know. Cobb is from North Carolina, so I know more of Cobb and where he comes from. We share some of the same roads growing up.
It's the only place where you're going to find a guy named Cobb, by the way, my experience.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to find a little bit of everything, and especially in eastern North Carolina. But, yeah, North Carolina in general. But, yeah, so I meet him on the mound yesterday. The kid's literally a year out. I mean, this time last year he was playing 20 games in high school.
Crazy.
Now he's in a big league spring training A game and gets a knock. And I go to make a pitching change, and, you know, we bring in Marinaccio just because weren't sure how the ninth was going to go on the road, so he needed to pitch. And I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? He's like, yeah, doing good. You know, I say, nice to meet you, Cobb. And so I'd met him in instructional league. But anyway, point being is those are the future of our organization, and also going to encourage, and I'm sure they'll do it, some of our players on the big league side to go down, and that's really where the real wisdom takes place.
For
when,
sure.
You know, peers, you know, work with peers, but it's good to hear and help grow these guys, like I alluded to earlier, you know, our own experiences, but other people's experiences, mentioned about Hoffy and using him as a resource. But we got to use our resources to grow these young players so they can, when they get here, they're ready.
On an aside, I don't know if I told you this. I did go to North Carolina about a year and a half ago. It'll shock you where I went. Pinehurst. But it was
what was that for? A fishing tournament?
Exactly.
Barbecue? I know you're, you know, maybe
you,
a
you told me you'll go out for nine holes by yourself every once in a while.
Yes,
and it
yes.
is, you got some beautiful golfing country out
it
there
is.
As well in North Carolina. But I was really impressed just driving through and the trees and everything. It's a gorgeous state of North Carolina.
It really is a pretty state. I'm very biased, born and raised there. Didn't go back as much because of, you know, my responsibilities, but also San Diego pulls at you.
It does. It's tough. It's tough to leave.
And I love it.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
It's such a great place to come back from. Anywhere you go, it doesn't matter. When you come back home, you're like, oh, my God, look where I'm landing. I mean, it's like being on vacation again.
Where do you go?
I know,
some people go to Hawaii. I can get that. Yep.
We did. It's different, but, you love coming home every single time. A lot of people flying back to their hometown and they're like, I got to land in Detroit. And it was great
Nothing
being on vacation.
Detroit,
Nothing
but,
against
yeah.
Detroit, but you know what
Nothing
I'm saying?
Nothing against Detroit.
Not a thing against Detroit.
Motor City.
The Motor City. Schulte, thank you for jumping on with us. Really appreciate it. Kind of saved our butts this
Have
morning.
You ever been in a fishing tournament, by the way?
You know what? I have not, but okay. I plan on in the future. You know what? I do. I like to be in the water.
On the water.
I just like to be on the water.
Me too.
You know, I enjoy the water. It's one of the many things I love about San Diego. But
has Don Orsillo invited you out on his new little boat?
And Don are actually pretty close to – we're in the same area.
Okay.
I want to say we're neighbors,
but
in the same,
close enough.
Community. And I'm super excited Don got the extension.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Voice of the Padres for a long time. Does a great job.
I
love the legacy part that Don's creating. But the answer's no.
Well, you know, it's tough to get in. You know, Mutt has only been invited to Donatangelo's for dinner once. I mean, he's definitely tough. It's a tough nut to crack, that Don Orsillo. He's only come on our show twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And, you know, has 6-7 years. So.
I don't think he likes people very much. So that's my guess.
I think Don's the man of the people.
He's amazing, though. He is.
I think it's just certain people.
He's the most loved person in San Diego. I mean,
we're all
battling for second place here, Mike, because Don's already got first place wrapped up.
Yeah, for sure. He's amazing.
He's something
else. Yeah. Somebody just get rid of Mud, we'll all be in great shape.
Somebody in the chat said Heels or Duke?
Oh.
You know what?
Or NC State.
Well, we're 0-3. my family's from Maryland.
Oh, okay.
So my dad's from Baltimore. Mom's from Eastern Shore, Maryland. I was born in Charlotte, but grew up a Terrapin fan.
Oh, nice.
Back when the ACC was the ACC, eight teams and, you know, went at it. So I had to learn to really scratch and claw being a Terrapin fan and near Tobacco Road.
Yeah, I bet.
But now Maryland's gone out of that ACC. If I had a choice between Carolina and Duke, I've got the privilege of getting to know Coach Krzyzewski and admire the Duke program. Not that I haven't the Carolina program, but you know, push come to shove, I'll take the Blue Devils.
Blue Devils.
Who's your favorite coach? Manager, coach, somebody that you look
any
up
sport,
to. Any sport, you know.
Krzyzewski's a good one.
Yeah, Krzyzewski's really good.
He's really good.
I mean, I saw him the other day after the White Sox game over in Glendale, but Tony La Russa,
yep.
He's my guy.
That's your guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I've worked you know, around him and under him for a long time. He still mentors me. You know, he was it's interesting, at least to me. So I'm on the, I got the mic in my hand.
It's yours.
So I'll share.
It's your show.
So I'm sitting there at the game. People are, you know, hey, you know, kids are like wanting an autograph, which is always humbling. And I'm standing next to Tony La Russa, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not signing this. Do you know who this guy is?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's won the second most games in the history of Major League Baseball. So if he signs, I'll sign.
Yeah.
But not until. So it was really, it's really cool.
What made him so great as a manager?
He was curiosity.
Yep.
Really smart, but wanted to always know a best practice, know what you know. He had real courage. He'd tell me, you know, don't manage to cover your, don't manage with your gut, don't cover your butt, you know.
We talk about that a lot on our show. We have, you know, mentioned before that you do see sometimes, or at least our perception, which is often wrong, but you see maybe a GM make a move or a manager that does something that he says, well, you know, if anybody asks me about this, I can certainly justify that behavior. It's got to be hard sometimes to go full. Is it easier to just go, you know what, I know this. Like, I know what I'm doing. I know these guys. I looked them in the eye earlier. The numbers may not say it. You know, you think about the movie Major League,
right,
and they're like, you're going with Vaughn? He goes, something tells me he's due, right?
Yeah.
Making a move like that, not to cover your butt sometimes, has got to be a difficult choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a longer conversation. I don't know how much time you got, but, you know, I'll try to give the Reader's Digest version. A couple things. First, with Tony, I've been with him after games, 2011 year, but for years, and I'd go to dinner with him after a game, and a move would happen in the game, and the media would be up in arms, double switch, whatever
sure.
it was, and he'd be eating dinner like, yeah, I felt great about it. Didn't bother him at all. He knew it was the right move.
Yeah,
I've also been with him where something happened that he felt like he missed something, and whether it be super minute, he was really, really hard on himself. And nobody picked up on it. No had any clue.
Right.
That it was a thing. And he would beat himself up. Like, I can't miss that right there. And he da 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 da. So, you know, just really appreciated that his lens of what that looks like. You know, as far as the criticisms go, you know, that's part of the territory, clearly. One of the things that he shared with me when I was managing Double A, and we did have a, he said, do you have a beat guy? Oh, yeah, we do, actually, in Springfield. And, he says, he asks you the tough questions. I'm like, yeah, he does, you know. And he goes, well, you should be grateful for that because it gives you a chance to explain yourself.
Sure.
And so I've always looked at that. I thought it was good advice, you know, relative to, you know, the trust in your gut. Some of the decisions you make, and I don't want to – I can give you specifics, but not necessary. You know you're doing it to prove you believe in your player.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a – and, yeah, that game in that moment – and every game's important, and I get it, and there's 162 of them, and, you know, we got to do everything we can in our power to compete and win, to look to win all of them. But there is an opportunity where, you know, you might end up given an opportunity, and you know there's a chance that you might lose that battle. But if that player can, A, know you believe in them, B, have the success in that moment, you got a real big chance to win that war.
That's great stuff.
Mike,
great stuff.
Really appreciate it. And, you know, just from my perspective, obviously in this job, there's always, we always second guess every once in a while. Very little, actually, but even a couple times last year. And I will say, I always know that you've got a reason for what you're doing.
Sure.
I fully believe that 100%, even if, you know, occasionally fans are going to disagree. There's no doubt in my mind there's a reason and a good reason for why you do what you do in that dugout.
Yeah, there's a reason for it. And, again, you know, there's days where I don't, you know, I'm like, gosh darn it, man. I could have done that different. You know, that's the human factor. You don't have, hopefully you don't have many of those moments or you, you know, don't have a job.
So many moments. So many moments are 50-50 anyway. You know, they both worked out. They both didn't work out.
It's just chances are a proposition. Yeah. And, you know, listen, as far as the second guessing, heck, man, Whitey Herzog would say, you know, the beautiful thing about baseball is there's a relationship to it that almost everybody has, whether it's baseball, softball, sitting at a game, having an opinion. And it's really the best, one of the best parts of our game. So I appreciate, because that grows our game,
sure,
right? When people question and And that's okay, you know. It's a big, it's a big boy game.
That hindsight machine, though, it never misses.
It's amazing.
But it never misses. It's amazing. Like crystal clear.
It's fantastic. And I just really appreciate the fact that, you know, people know exactly everything that I know.
What should have done.
To make an informed decision.
That's exactly right.
With human beings. Mm-hmm. But, hey, it's a wonderful gig, and I'm blessed to have it.
All right, we're out of your hair for at least the next 3.5 weeks.
You guys are really cool. I like
you.
I know I get your hard time. Have a good rest of spring training. We'll see you when you get back.
All right, yeah, safe travel.
Mike Schilt, really saving our butts out here on a very quiet day in Peoria, Arizona, but that's good. That's good. That's good. All right. Yeah, the ground screw. We actually thought about bringing one of them on, but we weren't sure if they'd be willing to talk to us. We're going to take time out, get caught up. We are going to have Tyler Heaps on, the GM from SDFC, about their big day coming up tomorrow, so stay tuned. More Ben and Woods from Peoria, Arizona, 97.3 The Fan after traffic.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Mike Schilt, manager of the Padres. A second visit here on our trip to Peoria, Arizona. Filling a little time for us on the back patio. We rudely interrupted Paulie's Rondle Report. And now we really don't have a lot of time for it because we got Tyler Heaps calling in just a couple of minutes. So Frankie's helped us out. We're going to do a super sped up version of the Rondle Report right now.
All right, let's go.
And getting started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report. Welcome to the Rondle Report with Paul Rondle.
Hi, Paul.
Right, two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
Start off Major League Baseball
and one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, Beyonce?
It's the Rondle Report.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, how are you? On 97.3 The Fan. Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
Can I get a hoo I'm not.
All right.
That is way faster.
There we go.
Okay, I'm good to go.
Right, let's pick up where we left off.
We have time for one story. You guys want football or fun?
Fun.
Fun.
Always
all
fun.
Right.
I guess I don't get a vote, but that's fine.
Ben says Lakers. Wasn't an option. So I saw this. I think pretty comfortable in saying most people probably have Amazon Alexa devices at this point.
Sure.
Or at least familiar with them. I have like 3 in my house, and I don't really use it.
My kids do. I don't.
We have some smart technology where, hey, Alexa, turn on the light or something. Yep. Hey, Alexa, do this. But I don't utilize it a ton. I haven't found it to be that great. However, Amazon is officially, they just announced a new edition of Alexa coming out. It's called Alexa Plus.
Sexier version.
Yes. Maybe. So this has been kind of rumored for a while now, and Apple or Amazon officially announced Alexa Plus, and it's supposed to be more of an actual virtual assistant, not so much, hey, Alexa, what's the weather going to be like today? But, like, can actually help you with things, which in theory sounds pretty exciting, kind of cool.
Hey, Alexa, text Adam Klug.
I think they'll be able to do that.
To leave me alone.
She could probably do that. You can use Alexa to make dinner reservations at a restaurant. Hey, Alexa, book us a table at this place for 7 o'clock. Hey, Alexa, order my groceries. Hey, Alexa, wow. I need you to book an Uber for me. Hey, Alexa, can you text Adam Klug?
I'm texting Adam Klug as we speak.
You can buy some stuff on Amazon, of course. It says you can, like, snag concert tickets as soon as they hit Ticketmaster.
Now, so you don't have to refresh and do that? They can actually get them for you.
I will believe that one when I see it.
So they want it to be a virtual assistant, which, again, in theory, sounds like a pretty cool, useful tool, but I'm just not sure how that's going to go. So they're going to roll it out to just a few people initially, and that was in March. So next month, they're going to roll it out, and then everyone else will get it gradually over the next few months. If you have Amazon Prime, this will be a free feature. Everybody else that doesn't have Amazon Prime, you're going to pay $20 a month.
But that could be a deal, because Colonel Budget's thinking here, hey, Alexa, find me the absolute lowest price for whatever I'm looking for. You know, whether it's a grocery, a
pants,
ticket,
shoes,
a flight
haircut.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Says here,
order me the lowest price possible for this.
Okay. Alexa Plus will remember things. You could tell her that your family is coming to town for dinner, and she might say, hey, don't forget your nephew is gluten-free.
Ooh.
It says she's proactive in other things, telling you to leave early because of traffic. It's like supposed to be interacting with a virtual assistant.
It's not too shabby.
Not bad.
I got Prime, so that means, but I don't know that I'll be one of the test subjects.
No, but you'll get it in a couple of months.
My kids actually use it a lot. They sit around the kitchen table and when they're working on their workbooks and stuff, and then, hey, Alexa, how do you spell this? And Alexa will tell them, and they listen and write it down.
Somebody asked when Amazon announced this, they said that she can also browse the internet and complete tasks for you. The example that they gave was getting an appliance fixed. She'll find a repair place, set up an appointment,
perfect,
and add it to your Google, your calendar, all on her own.
That's pretty amazing.
Which,
can she drive home from Arizona for me today?
Are you going to make Polly drive?
Oh, well, I don't want to get another ticket.
You want Polly to get one?
Yes. More
all
than
right.
me.
Thank you, Polly. We got to take
welcome.
A break, because when we come back, Tyler Heaps, the general manager, sporting director of San Diego FC, going to check in a few minutes before their home opener tomorrow. All next, final segment of Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. All right, final segment of Ben and Woods, and we're going to start right off by going out to our phone lines. I can't tell you how much I got into Sunday's game. I wasn't sure, obviously, and had never watched a San Diego FC game before, and how exciting it was, and as the game was going on and they scored the first goal, and like, okay, this is really, really cool, and winning 2-0, and joining us right
2-0.
Now. 2-0.
Come
right,
on.
Sorry. Joining
how
us right now is
the
sporting director and general manager of San Diego FC, Tyler Heaps, with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Tyler, congratulations on that remarkable debut.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me, and appreciate you guys tuning in. Hopefully we can make you guys fans and getting the right terminology for the many weeks ahead.
Let me apologize for my co-host. He's not really well-versed in sports, Tyler. That's probably the biggest knock against Ben Higgins, longtime sports director.
I thought the 2 points they scored in that game were fantastic.
We got three points for the win on two goals. It really was. We had the whole family kind of huddled around the kitchen table. We couldn't figure out how to cast it, but that's not a you thing. That's an us thing. But yeah. We had the whole family huddled around the table watching, and all of us just screaming. When Larson pumped in that second goal, it was quite a debut.
Yeah, no, it was an exciting moment, obviously. I think not only for the club, but also the city of San Diego. I think it's been kind of a long time coming to make sure they could get an MLS franchise. And I know we've been talking, I know we've been in the media, but now the fact the lights are on and we get out to go out and show what we are all about. And look, it will be a roller coaster of a season. We're an expansion side. We were strangers 6 months ago. But it was really cool to see the support of the fan base that came out, but also the team and the players in the field. I think they really have bought into what we're trying to do and went out and executed fantastically.
So, Tyler, let me ask you, what did the soccer pundits, so-called experts, miss? Because they had you as big underdogs in that game, and even if you won, something crazy happened. They didn't think that SDFC would dominate kind of the run of play the way they did against the defending champions. What did everybody miss, at least in the early going, about your team?
There's probably two things that I think people are underselling about our organization. First and foremost, I think we have players that not a lot of people know in this country, and that sometimes is looked at negatively. We've went out and obviously brought in. We have a very diverse team. We have people from all countries and continents, and obviously we've brought them together. And also, our style of player, the way that we play, is more about collective than the individual. So we do have some very, very good individuals. Obviously, Anders Dreyer had a brace on Sunday, and he's probably one of our top players, as well as Irving Lozano, who everybody knows. But our way of playing is about the collective. So making sure that we don't just isolate, we're not in 1v1 situations. How do we get more guys around the ball? How do we overload in situations? And so I think that a lot of people are going to see that and hopefully grasp that very quickly. And it's, I think, probably why a lot of people are underselling us. And then the last reason is that expansion is hard. There's been a lot of cases in this where you have to get your team up and running really quickly. And if you don't really have a way of working or a process-driven approach, sometimes it can be very difficult to get this an expansion franchise off the ground.
You know, and Tyler, we're talking to Tyler Heaps, who's the GM of SDFC, and I was scrolling through Twitter yesterday, and this caught my attention. Now, we've talked to Padres general manager A.J. Preller multiple times, you know, followed the game of baseball pretty intently, getting into the MLS as it has arrived in San Diego. So I see this tweet come across, and I read it, and I went, oh, man, it's going to take me a while. I'm going to read it for you. And for the listening audience, here's what it says. San Diego FC selected the two DP spots plus four U22 initiative spots plus 2 million extra GAM model. SDFC can still choose to switch to three DPs plus three U22 model midseason in summer transfer window.
Does that come with a 60-day warranty?
And I said, I said, I thought AJ Preller's job was difficult, right? There's no salary cap in baseball. Like, they can pretty much do what they want if they've got the money to spend. I read that yesterday. I go, I may not ever understand. I still don't know how a deductible works for insurance. So I don't know that I'm ever going to grasp what your job is. Can you explain just to the moron that I am, like, what does that even mean? What are we talking about here?
The best way I can explain it is it's pure insanity. Honestly, and they'll probably change it in the next 3 weeks too. That's probably the most challenging part about this. And obviously, I'm American and I was born in Minnesota, but then I moved and went to Europe. And Europe is similar probably to baseball. You can kind of spend what you want, whatever your owner is willing to spend. You can kind of spend as long as you have the money. And in this league, obviously, it's there are a lot of rules, but they don't call them rules; they call them guidelines. So There's so many different ways and nuances that you can build a roster, and we've went about it one way, and to your point with that tweet that you're reading, but I think what we've also done is we've allowed ourselves a lot of flexibility. We're not up against the quote-unquote cap at the moment because we are a new team, and I was looking at a whiteboard and us on a whiteboard trying to figure out how the hell we're going to play, and now the fact that we're actually out there playing games is really exciting because now we can start to make moves that make us better. And we can actually strategize about, okay, where are our strengths and weaknesses that we think we have. So I think what I would take from that tweet is that we have ultimate flexibility to still go out and do things. We can still acquire players this window. I think we still may have one or two pieces still coming. And then in the summer, we could obviously go out and improve the squad even more. But I think we're quite happy with where we are currently. We've got a good group of players in. We've got good balance between young players and old players, players with experience and those that don't. And now it's about going out and performing again on Saturday and trying to build off the momentum.
Tyler, I was blown away by the visiting supporters section up in Carson on Sunday. Now multiply that by about 35,000 or so expected tomorrow night. What are you thinking about the atmosphere for this game tomorrow?
I think it's going to be special. It was amazing to see that. I mean, we came out of the locker room and that whole section was already filled, and Mikey and I have kind of seen and felt the support. When we didn't have any players, we were kind of getting pimped out and had to go around town and meet with the supporters group. So I'm glad that now it's the players doing that because they are the ones that obviously go out and perform week in and week out. But I'm really excited for tomorrow night. I think it's going to be an incredible moment for the club, for the city, for the organization and the ownership group who's all in town. And I think it could be a really, really special moment. This season is going to be filled with firsts. This is probably one of the best firsts that we can ask for, right? And it's just about going and putting on a show and making sure that those people come back week in and week out and we make it a fortress to come here.
That's awesome. We're joined by the GM of SDFC, Tyler Heaps. Great story that has come out recently. You got married in December to U.S. soccer star Lindsey Horan, and there was some consternation about changing of the last name to Lindsey Heaps. Can you tell our audience that story and how that all played out?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one. She's grown. She's one of the best women's footballers in the world. She was fifth in the Ballon d'Or rankings, which is essentially the best female player in the world this past season. She has won every competition she's ever played in. On our mantle, we have a gold medal. We have a World Cup. We have a few participation trophies of mine whenever I played growing up. And so when we got married, obviously, like, she has a brand. She has a very big brand. She's got over 400,000 followers and things like this. And so I never thought it was my position to push anything. So I kind of just kept quiet. We had talked about it, and she was like, yeah, I'm going to change my name. But I never really pushed it on the jersey front. And so she went back, obviously, to Lyon, where she plays in France, and she didn't change it on that jersey straight away. And then when I saw the national team roster get released, it was now Lindsey Heaps on the national team roster. So it was pretty amazing. She wore it for the first game whenever they were in Houston. And then when I showed up the next day in my office, she had one of our employees frame one of the jerseys. And so I got it with our wedding pictures in my office now, the 10 Heaps kid. And look, growing up, I always dreamed that there would be a 10 Heaps national team jersey. I thought it would be one that I was playing for, but I think I got the next best thing. And it's a credit to her, and she obviously played at Snapdragon the other night, so it's great. I got to see her for a few hours and remember what marriage is like as we separated we went our separate ways after the wedding. But she's been smashing it, crushing it, and obviously it's a really cool moment for the both of us.
Well, that must be nice for you. Maybe my wife will surprise me with the name change one day because my wife is still using the dash in between them. But that's a really, really cool and sweet story.
Well, good luck tomorrow. We really appreciate your time, and I think it's only fair. Tyler Horan, the general manager of San Diego FC. I mean, hey, you could have changed your name, right?
That is much better, to be honest. I should have grown my brand. My brand is much smaller than hers, but hopefully it continues to grow in the years to come. But thanks for having me, guys. Thanks for your support. Looking forward to getting you guys out to a game in the training ground soon.
Thanks, Tyler. Looking forward to it. SDFC against St. Louis City FC. It's pretty much sold out. I heard there are like a couple of tickets left if you want to try to get down there and join the fun.
It ain't gonna be cheap
tomorrow night. But hey, yeah, you know, they deserve it. They get this kind of buzz going. Yeah, you're gonna have to pay to get in for history. I mean, there's only one first game ever.
Manny Machado will be there.
Can you imagine? Let's check traffic, and then I want to come up with a scenario here before we go here in Peoria. But one last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I was just saying, think if you could go back in time and be at the first Padres game, 1969 against the Houston Astros, and say, hey, I was actually there, you know, to start the history of a franchise. It's your opportunity tomorrow for SDFC to be there at the first home game ever.
It's pretty cool.
For in franchise history.
The scene down there is going to be absolutely bananas. I mean, it's going to be bananas. I look forward to opening day every year. It's so much fun. We do the broadcast, but that's different. They've been around for a long time, and to have a team that comes off beating the defending champions, and now they're in your city, it's really, really a special day for San Diego, one that should be celebrated. And I was happy to talk to Tyler today and look forward to talking to him more. I mean, I read through a couple of these tweets about what is, you know, how they're building this roster. It's like hieroglyphics.
Yeah,
man.
You know, it's a combination. So like that U22, you have under age 22 players, okay, and they count differently.
What is DP?
So those are the designated players. Those are outside the salary cap. Imagine like if you could pay Manny and Bogarts, but it didn't count against your luxury tax. Oh. That's what they do for, you know, Irving Lozano and Andres Dreyer.
Yeah.
They're outside of the salary cap. So those are your designated players. So everyone else, you got to fit in under the salary cap. So you got homegrown players, though, and under 22, they count less.
Yeah.
And then you've got a certain amount to work with, and you can trade for money. That's part of the, you know, like you can trade for certain allotments from other teams,
sure,
to add to your budget. It's very complicated.
It's very complicated. It's very busy.
But, you know, the NBA salary cap is so complicated.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, this is what happens in sports with strict salary caps is you get really – really technical rules about what is and is not allowed. And, you know, baseball's players are trying to avoid that. They don't want GMs to have to worry about these technical rules. They just want to say, hey, you know what, all right, we can just spend a couple million dollars.
But imagine sending Manny to play a series in Miami. You know, on loan.
On loan to the Marlins.
Can we borrow? Can we get could we get Tyler Glass now for a start? We may need him against the D-backs.
Imagine Fernando Tatis Jr. changing his name, one of the best players in the world.
Right.
And getting married and changing his name. I mean, that's a pretty crazy story.
That's awesome.
Anyway, it's been a fantastic week. We have a lot of people to thank. To just getting out here. Starting, I want to start with the person to my right,
Paulie Reindel.
It's not easy setting up the equipment every single day. Everything that goes on. Did a fantastic job. Frank Marchese back in our studios. Italian Paul, killing it the last 3 days. Thanks for getting us on the air. The entire staff here at the Peoria Sports Complex, Craig Huner, Danny Sanchez, Darren Feeney with the PR department, always making us feel very welcome. All the players, Mike Schilt's staff and coaches, A.J. Preller, thank you very much. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. We'll talk to you Monday morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah, buddy.
Annie and Elston next year on 97.3 The Fan.